T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
First and 10 at the 41. Clement, the single setback. 3 receivers right, 1 left. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught! Touchdown! Torrey Smith! 41 yards!
It's about to get turned up in here.
It's one of my favorite Mike Quick calls.
Oh, the good old days.
Oh, man. Yes, it's 3 years later, Ike. It's not 10 years later. To discuss, Torrey Smith joins us right now. Is a two-time champion, once here, of course, in 2017. And we want to get right to it right now because, Torrey, you are doing something great. You're trying to raise funds for people out there. Go to Torrey's Twitter page. It's at Torrey Smith, W-R, wide receiver. T-O-R-R-E-Y, Smith, W-R. What's up, Torrey?
What's going on? How you doing?
Good, man. Well, I mean, I guess not great because of what's going on with the Eagles. But so we'll get to that. Tell us about what you're doing right now.
Right now, I'm literally sitting here at the table watching these kids. This is the retirement life right here. Raising money for our fund, the Torrey. We changed it to Level 82. We're actually taking over a rec center in West Baltimore. So we're raising the funds necessary to fund the programming and to revitalize the community's little TLC and get all the equipment we need to open it up. And that's what I'm doing post-retirement right now, a little bit of media and a whole lot of community and family time. And I'm tweeting away. I'm blowing my timeline up, and I'm appreciating all the support. You know, you can donate at level82.org, or if you have social media, you can click on any of my social media pages right now, and you will know where to go.
You're raising quite a bit of money, too. I checked in on it, so you're doing a great job. It seems like people are really getting into it.
Absolutely. You know, Baltimore, similar to Philadelphia, is a great city that has a lot of need in certain areas, and I'm just trying to do my part. You know, I live in Maryland. Maryland is kind of always been home for me. I grew up in Maryland now as a man because of my time in College Park and my first 4 years out of school in Baltimore. So I'm in the area. I'm still up in that area a lot, too. I'm in Kachakin all the time, seeing my in-laws. But this is what we're focused on here, and we're excited about, you know, trying to change the community one neighborhood at a time.
Yeah, man, great family, man. Great community guy. I love following you on Twitter, man. See, it almost feels like, you know, the 1 year that you were here, I've gotten to know you a lot better on Twitter just following you on your timeline and getting to see your family and the kids and everything. And, man, wish we could have had you here a lot longer, just in hell, not just on the team, but being in our communities around here, because I know you're doing so many wonderful things. Just real quick, one more thing on what you're doing in the community. Just why it's so important to you that you remain active in the communities that you grew up in.
You know, too much is given, much is acquired. And it doesn't matter where you grew up. I always feel like if you have the opportunity to help someone, you do it. And I wouldn't be on the phone talking to you right now if it wasn't for other people lending a helping hand out to me and supporting me. So I've always been that way. My mom, my grandmother were always that way, even when we were the people that needed help. So I always knew that regardless if I made it to the NFL or not, I was always going to do my part to help my neighbor, my brother, my sister, and that's what I continue to do now, and my wife, and that's our family's mission and purpose to continue to live that way as well.
We reminisce, Torrey, about the Super Bowl and everything, right? And I'm sure you got two different ones to reminisce about, but the one you got before you walked away from the game. I'm interested from your perspective when you watch this team. What are you seeing that's different, because we keep talking about Wentz being back to the 2017 Carson Wentz and getting back to that MVP caliber level. A lot of people don't think he can do it. They think he's lost it. when you watch this team play, you watch him play, and the, but the offense in particular, like what are you noticing that's different from what you guys were able to do then and what you're watching right now?
I mean, I think a lot of things are different. You talk about the offensive line. Guys are beat up right now. Guys are hurt. The offensive line is the same. You know, that's not a knock on anyone's talent, but, man, that offensive line that year was the best offensive line in the league. And, you know, the receivers are young right now. They're learning. They're growing. Alshon's just coming off an injury. D-Jack's hurt. You know, and we had guys that were really basically healthy the entire year. You know, Alshon's shoulder was messed up, but Alshon played through that the entire year. But you had guys who knew how to play, guys that played well together. There were no egos. Guys are just hungry and wanted to win, and the defense was on fire too. There were no holes on the defense that year. The linebackers were flying around. The defensive line was, you know, had depth. You know, you could play with the second string, and it would be just as good as the first string there. And, you know, you're talking about the team as a whole. You know, the roster was very solid. And there are solid rosters every single year. But the difference is how do those guys mesh together? How do they overcome certain situations? Because, again, you could be a talented team. I mean, look at the team in Dallas. They're a talented team every single year. But do they have what it takes to get it done? And that's what it boils down to. And I just felt like that year, I knew from day one when I walked in that building, it was different. There were no egos. Everyone wanted to win. Everyone worked extremely hard. And we're pulling a rope in the same direction. And that's what I felt like was the difference. You know, I'm not saying right now that's not the case. But I just know from my two experiences on two winning teams that that was the culture. And it was like that all the time, win, lose, or draw.
Specifically Carson Wentz, Torrey, what are you seeing? Is it as simple as he's not getting the protection? I mean, he's been sacked 46 times, 111 quarterback hits. Is it as simple as he doesn't trust his protection, he doesn't trust his wide receivers, so therefore he's overthinking everything when he's out there? What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, I think he's probably overthinking it a little bit, but that's natural as a player. You know, we forget Carson Wentz is, and he still should have been MVP the year we won the Super Bowl. He was one healthy game away from being the MVP. Mm-hmm. And he still is that guy. But when you go and as an offensive lineman, I mean, you have to watch the film. As a quarterback, you're watching the film, and guys, the timing may not be right, or you're having a lot of pressure, and you're trying to force plays because the team is struggling. You know, you're trying to ignore the noise from the outside, but you feel that as a player. You know, he knows what it's like in the locker room as well. He knows when you put all that weight on your shoulders and you feel like you're letting the team down, you feel like you're letting the city down, you know, that can impact your play. You know, I've been there as a receiver. I couldn't even imagine that pressure as a quarterback. You know, and that's not the baby I'm going to make excuses for, but when you're a competitor like he is, he's going to continue to fight and try to get out of it. And it's been a struggle right now. You know, and there aren't any situations where it's like, okay, you have an easy stretch coming up, you can get over it now, or, hey, everyone's going to be healthy and 100% magically, and we're going to get over it now. The offensive line is going to be back to normal. That's not the case. So it's no one ideal situation. You know, he just has to try to continue to fight through it, and hopefully the team can catch some fire towards the end of the year.
Anything that you see that maybe Doug Peterson as the play caller and the de facto offensive coordinator could do a little bit better? Like Ike and I today, Torrey, talked about they had 9 called rushes last night, and Carson Wentz dropped back over 50 times, and there was only 1 rollout. So you're keeping him back there in the pocket with an offensive line that's not protecting him, and you're not running the ball. You're making him one-dimensional. His strength isn't really being in the pocket all the time anyway. A lot of people, I mean, the focus is on Carson Wentz, obviously, but now the focus is on Doug, too. What do you think they could do to help Carson while he's struggling like this?
You know, I think they tried to throw some screens yesterday to try to get the ball out your hands quickly, try to slow down that rush. You know, you mentioned running the ball. I mean, it doesn't matter what team you're playing for. It doesn't matter who your quarterback is. It's never ideal to throw the ball 50 times a game, especially in a game that's that close. If you think of a game where you have to throw it that many times, you know, you would think you were getting blown out or it was a shootout, and that wasn't necessarily the case yesterday. So, I mean, part of it is just trying to establish a rhythm. And, you know, when sometimes it is, you know, it's like, man, we're just going to battle through it and try to get this run game going. But, I mean, it's sometimes – and, again, I've been on the sideline when this has happened with multiple coaches. I mean, the timing of the game, it's like, man, we just need a big play to kind of get it. Sometimes you force it, and next thing you know, you're in a situation where you have to pass at the end of the game. to try to catch up. So, I mean, it's not a simple thing. And coaches, you know, you're trying to do what you can to win. I think in a perfect world, you rely on the run more. And hopefully you can ground and pound. I mean, if you're going to go three and out anyway, you might as well take some more time. Right? Take some time off the clock. Try to get the run game going, because if you wear them down, you know, in the second half, that could change, even for the guys up front. So, that's every week in the NFL. I mean, I don't feel like that's any different for any team in terms of trying to establish that rhythm. But, you know, again, if you want to talk about what the difference, we ran the ball. And yes, when we didn't, perform as well for the most part. So a key run game is key for any successful team.
And this is coming from a wide receiver talking this way, man. I mean, Torrey said you don't throw the ball 50 sometimes and you need a run game. That's a wide receiver saying this.
I mean, you have to, because everything – I mean
– it's complimentary football, right?
Yeah,
it's complimentary football.
Like, Carson Wentz was amazing off of play action, right? Yep. And so teams, it's harder to respect the play action when you're not running it as much. I mean, this is defense now. They're not the smartest guys in the world, but, you know, overall, you know, they know that, hey, they have to throw, or this is their trend right now. So we're going to try to pin our ears back and get after. You know, and I think we're seeing that happen a little bit. But, you know, and then in a perfect world, you want to be balanced, period.
Right. When you watch the offense, and I'm sure you've watched the Eagles a few times, but watching them last night, is the offense much different than the one you played in?
No, I mean, it's the same offense, you know. It's the same offense, and, you know, a play is only as good as the execution, right?
Right.
I mean, they were hitting all those screens yesterday. We'd have been talking about how great the screen designs were in the timing of the calls, right? But that wasn't the case, because it didn't work. So, you know, you just have to go out there and execute. That's what it's all about. And, you know, we can talk about it from the outside in, but I know when you're inside and you look at the meeting room, oftentimes it's one difference.
Yep.
Like, one player can be the difference between a 40-yard gain or a sack. And you see that a lot, where it's just a mistake. And then oftentimes it seems like it kind of piles on Carson. I mean, I remember I saw a film this morning. I think it was a screen. And I saw the entire offensive line go to the left for a screen. And the running back was going to the right, like blocking. You know, like it was some type of miscommunication or something. So, yeah. I mean, it's about the little things within the team and the scheme. And you just got to make sure everyone's on that right page, which is why football is the ultimate team sport.
Mm. Torrey,
I want to add one more quick one, John. Yeah. Torrey, you know how important it is for a receiver and quarterback relationship, chemistry. Just talk about what you've seen with the young receivers that we have. And it seems like, you know, those guys in Carson at times aren't on the same page. He expects them to be a certain place, and they get a different coverage read. Just talk about that. I guess it's not as simple as some of us may think it is to get the quarterback and the wide receivers on the same page, especially as young wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, it takes time. You know, talking about a team that only had camp to really work. And so, I mean, that's tough, especially when you have younger guys and they're trying to step in. But, I mean, there's only one way to get up to speed, and that's to be out there and to play. So, you know, timing comes with repetition and success. And I think overall, like, you kind of see some – and younger guys are going to make mistakes, right? They're not going to be in the right spot all the time, but that's a part of the growing pains as well. So, you know, you hope with time it clicks and they continue to get better and improve, because the reps are valuable to them. But, I mean, I feel like it's kind of the perfect storm of all of the negative things that are happening that are leading to the struggles of the offense. Like, it's not the play calling. It's not just Carson. It's not just the offensive line. It's not just the young receivers not being in the right spot. It's like everything at once just happens, and, you know, there are a lot of flashes, and it's just really tough right now.
Torrey, and we're talking to Torrey Smith. Torrey, the Eagles create a quarterback controversy by selecting a quarterback, Jalen Hurts, in the second round. Now, with Carson struggling, the offense is struggling. Now everybody wants to see Jalen Hurts, or a lot of people want to see Jalen Hurts. But they use him a player or two a time, and then they take him out. Like last night, they brought him in first and second down, then they took him out. Carson came in on third down. What's your opinion on how they're using Jalen Hurts this year?
I mean, either you play him for a series or you don't play him at all. You know, I personally wouldn't play him, you know, but the team obviously drafted him for Carson insurance. And, you know, if you feel like the offense is really struggling that way, then you can go in that direction. But me personally, I would ride with Carson Wentz all the way throughout the year. I mean, Jalen just, he simply wouldn't touch the field. And I love Jalen Hurts as a player. You know, I was a huge fan of him coming out of college, but, I mean, you drafted him, you started a controversy for no reason for Carson, and, you know, whether he admits it or not, you know, I would never ask him about it. And, you know, and that's my boy. I talked to him. I would never ask him about that because, you know, whether you think it or not, like, it's tough when it's weighing over your head, when you know that we're talking about it on the radio right now, when you know that fans are thinking it because, you know, you're not playing your best or the offense is playing its best. I mean, it's tough to deal with. It's another layer that complicates the issues that are happening right now.
Tori, for the Eagle fan that thinks it's time to trade Carson Wentz and to move on based on what they've seen this year and then maybe a little bit on the past, what would you tell them as far as Carson Wentz? Some people are saying he's broken and he can't be fixed. What's your opinion on that?
People said Aaron Rodgers was washed up last year. And now people are calling him the MVP and the best quarterback in the game besides Patrick Mahomes. So, I mean, your situation changes. When your offensive line is protecting you and you have weapons that are getting open and are available, good things tend to happen for the quarterback. When you don't have an offensive line and the run game isn't consistent, then you tend to struggle as a quarterback or as an offense. The quarterback gets the brunt of that blame. I don't care who you put back there right now. The offense isn't going to just magically click. You have to look at the entire picture, and sometimes that's a part of the season and building and dealing with injuries. But, you know, sometimes be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. Does this feel like one of these years where Doug could end up losing his job 3 years after winning the Super Bowl, Tori?
I mean, I hope not. You know, I love Coach Peterson. I think he's a great coach. I think he's smart. I think he believes in his players. But there's no doubt that this is a challenging year. I mean, that's a part of this game. Every season isn't going to be pretty. You're going to have to deal with injuries and overcome it. I mean, this could have been 2017. Look at how many guys got hurt. That same story could have been, oh, guys are hurt. Carson's going to struggle because of this, because the offensive line, Jason Peters isn't there to protect them. Like, so many different things can happen, and it could change the whole – that's why coaches get paid the big bucks, and that's why they're paid the lead. I believe that, you know, he's earned the right to – you know, go out there and try to get it right this offseason with Howie as well. You know, I think they're a great coach. I think Howie's a great GM. But, you know, this is Philadelphia now. Y'all are tough.
Yes.
You know, you expect to have that right now. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you have it down here even when you have some talent on your roster.
Tori, the website is level82.org. You can donate right through there. And, Tori, every time we talk to you, you're awesome. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all having me.
All right, team.
Thanks, Tori. There he is, Tori Smith. Yep. It seems like every ex-player that we talk to or we hear from, like the broadcast last night, like you, like Trey last week or the week before, all keep saying the same thing about Carson Wentz. That, well, if the line can't protect him, how do you expect him to have the success that you're expecting him to have?
Yep.
I mean, to a T. To a T.
He was the same inaccurate quarterback in 17. He was protected.
Yeah,
best offensive line in football.
Yep.
And the other thing Tori said is the run game and how Carson's a very good play-action quarterback with no run game. They had the number one rushing attack that year, and play-action works seemingly all the time.
Yeah, you can't run play-action if you're not running ever.
Yep.
Oh, man. It seems so easy, Ike. The fix seems easy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Wish we knew, man.
Right,
wish we knew.
Let's take a phone call. Sergio in Los Angeles. What's up, Serge?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, Sergio.
What's up, Sergio?
Hey, Mark.
What's
number
up,
number 58. How you doing?
What's up? What's up, Serge? I'm good, brother.
All right, man. Be safe, okay? Praying for you, man.
All right. You too. You be safe out there. You be safe out there. I'm safe in the house now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good. So, I mean, I want to echo what everybody's been saying. I mean, just like Johnny Mark said, I want a clean house. I mean, I want to keep the Bronco. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to ride with the Bronco. I'm self-proclaimed LTDB member in LA branch. So, with your blessing, Ike.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, Doug and Howie, they need to go. I mean, I don't know if I heard right, but did Torrey Smith said that the offense is the same?
Yeah.
I mean,
as
that,
we said,
that just can't be right. I mean, where are the wrinkles? Where, I mean, I'm seeing other teams. They're changing the offense for the quarterback. I mean, for their strength, they're being coached better. I mean, what's going on with that? I mean, the offense needs to change. We got to evolve. You know, we can't stay running the same offense. We just can't be doing that. It's not good for Carson. It's just, I just don't feel that the coaching is right. And I mean, you would think right now that, I mean, we're basically just positioning ourselves for a better draft pick. I can't trust Howie on the draft pick now. So, I mean, either way, we're screwed. We just can't keep these two guys together.
Mm. All right, Sergio, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I felt after last night's game. For a long time, I thought, well, they maybe should move away from Howie Roseman, but Jeffrey Lurie won't do that, right? Like, the guy who's going to end up losing his job is Doug Peterson. Now it feels like cleaning house is the best thing to do. Start over with a GM, let him hire his coach, do what they want to do, and start fresh. You know, you're going to have to tear some things down. You're going to have to make some difficult decisions with some older players that maybe were part of Super Bowl teams, but you know what? Like, that's what you need to do now. That's what you need to do now.
Who the hell is left from the Super Bowl? Fletcher? Brandon?
The guys on the lines.
On the offensive lines, right?
Yeah.
Or Rodney McLeod, Jalen Mills.
Alshon. Well, Jalen, I'd be surprised if Jalen Mills is back next year. Alshon's not going to be back next year.
No, all those guys gone.
Yeah.
Rodney's probably gone.
Yeah.
Jalen's probably gone. Alshon. Brandon will be here. Fletcher will be here.
Kelsey may retire.
Yeah, Kelsey may retire.
I'm not ready for life without Kelsey yet.
Yeah, see, there you go.
It's a dark place.
I'm just saying. It may not be a dark place. Go draft another center.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, we got Jason Kelsey here. We're 3-7-1. We got one of the worst offensive lines in football. I'm not saying it's his fault, but I'm saying you can be bad without Jason Kelsey.
He had another snap last night.
Yeah.
Launched
so we all love Jason Kelsey, but – and I know you was just tongue in cheek in part, Jack, but in part you're speaking from your heart. And we got to get over that stuff, man. We got to get over the heart stuff.
Yep.
We got to get over the heart stuff. Get younger, get better. Players, we come and go. I'm living proof of it. Jason is always going to be here. He's not going anywhere. But he can't play football to 35, 36 years old at that position at his size.
At that size, yes.
So you had better start planning to move on from Jason Kelsey, because Jason Kelsey is going to be the one who says, I'm done.
Yes.
And you better have somebody there ready to go. And he may say it after this season. Especially if he thinks this team, he's smart. You think he's going to look at next year's team and be like, yeah, we got a chance to win it all next year. No, he knows they're in a rebuilding.
It's a rebuild, and that's the last thing he wants to do.
Yes, he wants to be 34 years old in a rebuilding process.
If he's already thinking about it, it's actually the perfect time to leave.
Yes.
Right? A new
he
coach
walk
or
away
a new
with
GM.
Jason Peters. Yes, everything.
Oh, Jason Peters is back next year.
Left tackle. Left tackle of the future, Jason Peters.
215-592-9494.
Did Mailata give up a sack last night?
PFF had his best game as an Eagle.
Oh!
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't notice a lot of Jordan
Mailata. Yeah, I did not, and that's always a good thing.
I noticed some Matt Pryor getting schooled, which was expected, right?
The worst.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's where you are right now with this team.
Yes.
We'll come back. We're going commercial-free a little bit late, but it's a good time to get in. We realize we've been busy. How do you feel as an Eagle fan today? Ike was embarrassed watching the game last night. I just want to blow everything up. I'm ready to start over. Where are you? 215-592-9494. We go commercial-free next. Marks and Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.